Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Welcome to Living the Solution with Dr. Elena George. Today we have a slightly different show, one that I think is going to be enlightening for everybody who listens. This is a very interesting time that we're living in. And, you know, as a kid, I used to always, you know, we always have the nursery rhyme, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words can never hurt you. That's actually not true. You know, I'm finding out, I'm learning a lot about frequency and sound and the ability to heal and the ability to hurt, frankly, with your words and your tone. And it's not just what you say necessarily. And today I wanted to have somebody to come on who can speak to this. I guess it's not new, right? It's something that's foundational, but that we don't learn and we don't know about. And I think it's knowledge is power. And if you're able to see things in a different way, it allows you the ability to navigate whatever comes at you. And I think that's very powerful. So today I want to welcome Jill Mattson. And she is well known for her teaching, her ability to explain sound, music, and how it's able to heal. She's an author. She has CDs. And people need to go to her website, jillswingsofflight.com, and you can get everything that she does in that spot. So, Ms. Mattson, I wanted to thank you so much for joining me today. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Thank you. I love to be able to share. Sound is free, accessible, and it's an extremely powerful way to heal and change your world. We just have no idea how to use this tool. So I'm happy to share.
Well, it's a pleasure. First, let's start. This is a very unique calling, and I would love to know what started you down this path.
I've been studying sound for about 25 years. In the beginning, there was no books to read, so it's very new. But it happened for me as an kind of like a fallout from a spiritual quest. I was writing a book, and it was like an autobiography of God, and I was a conservative Christian. And I started the autobiography of God in the Old Testament. I was appalled at how moody and nasty he was at times. And I rejected the idea that God's nasty. And I decided God's love. And it's like I had a shift in my life. It was a moment when everything changed. I was immediately psychic. It's like I flushed all my dogma. And I wasn't going to let anybody else tell me what's the highest and best, what's God. And I was so excited about this. I'm quite the geek. So I started looking for other Bibles. Like I know the Jews were in Babylonia, for example. Where's that Bible? Etc. And the Greek translations and the Aramaic ones. And then I shortly got into Samaria and Babylonia and then into Egypt and then into the Kabbalah. And I would describe the quest as God's love. And how do you emulate that? How do you be that? Because if you have an angry God that hurts people and you emulate God, then of course you're angry and hurt people. So I wanted to have exercises, plans, prayers, meditation, something to lift up as much as possible. And I'm a major league geek, so I can read. And as I read all these religions, I noted that they were using sound as a weapon to kill people. They're using sound to cure the mumps or the measles. They're using sound or any disease, I don't know, to cure illness, to create illness. They're using it to create abundance. They're using it like psychotherapy to alter personalities. They're using it like rehab to get people to give up addictions. They were using it to access God, and they were using it to heal their liver or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm a musician. So, and I love helping people. So I just got incredibly excited. And what I found was that when you look at these very ancient kingdoms, across the world, they usually start with their histories, and then the earliest history starts with their ancient history, probably pre-flood. And you find that the knowledge of how to use sound is power. And they centralize that knowledge to the emperor in China, or the pharaoh, or the king. And they only allowed a few people to have the information because it was power. And they would do things like in China, all your instruments had to be tuned to the same note. That means you have to travel 300 miles and burn your instrument. They had a whole department of measurement measuring what? Instruments. And because they believed if they all tuned on precisely the same note, that the provinces would be harmonious. In other words, they had a view that we're not separate from our environment, that if we're with a bunch of people with bad moods, we get in a bad mood. And if we get people that we all are energy and it's all frequency, and if we get people who have an energy that jars us, we're not going to get along. And they used it for power. And a great example of this is Estonia. I met this woman, and she was telling me about her parents. Her grandparents never had names. They were slaves for the Tsar. And then after that, they were, when the Tsars fell, they were treated so badly, they couldn't claim their own freedom. They were broken. And they did a song fest. This is an ancient idea. And it was done all over the world. They brought together their whole country. They had 500,000 people singing solid for a week. And they went out and declared their freedom. So like you'll look in China, for example, and they'll have orchestras with 10, 12,000 people. Ah! And, you know, Asia and Korea, all these other things, even in the Bible, I mean, there are thousands of people in an orchestra. And the idea is that you're using sound to vitalize, to strengthen, to encourage, to renew, and to go from being broken to being brave and standing your ground for a whole country is amazing. And in the Estonia story, it happened again in World War II because Russia owned half of them and Hitler the other, and they were either killed if they didn't fight for whoever owned them. And they ended up killing their brothers, their sons, their fathers. You know, the other team was just them. And they were broken again. They were ashamed. And she said that they did the same thing. They were crushed. And they did this song fest for 5 days in huge numbers. She said about half their country showed up. It was about 500,000 people. And they were renewed. And now they do it every 5 years. But there's so many other ways to use sound. In essence, it's a whole new concept that subtle energy, meaning sound, thoughts, feelings, that they're very powerful and they're certainly not contained within our bodies. They alter our consciousness, our will, our emotions, our health. I used to get shingles and now I listen to sounds. And every time I feel them coming on, I just listen to a little set of tones, they're gone instantly. So we need to re-harness how to look at all the frequencies in your body. I have a whole book on that. How to, the ancients use frequencies from almost anything. And, I even have a book out on seeing your home as frequencies because everything's energy. That means your lamp, your chair, and it has frequencies because it's energy and it has wave interference patterns. So everything has a tone, albeit below your hearing. But when you alter the sounds, the energies that you are exposed to, you change your life. In a kind of extreme example, I read several scientific studies that they were measuring negative earth currents, something that no one really thinks about, Curry-Hartman lines. Anyway, if it was two studies in Europe, anybody who slept on an intersection of two negative earth lines, which are quite common, in a cancer center, every cancer patient slept on one of those intersections of two negative energies coming from the earth, two frequencies that built up and you accumulate while you sleep. So it's just astounding how much power there is in sound. And we have the knowledge now. I'm teaching, I'm bringing it out, I'm sharing it. There's many people like Sherry Edwards has been able to come up with sounds in your body, and not just that, but then teach people how to do it on their own. So it's, I would say, sound's the medicine of the future.
Well, let's take a break on that note, because I think that's the foundation of our show. It's about being able to be your own healer. And you know, this is a way to do this that is natural. So let's take our first break. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living in the Solution. We're speaking with Miss Jill Madsen. And prior to the break, you said a mouthful about sound and being able to tune our bodies and heal ourselves. I'm fascinated by such a simple concept that's so subtle that we've just taken for granted. You know, I've read articles about music, how it changed from 528, I believe, to like 440. I can't remember exact hertz that it uses, but it's not a tone that's really harmonic or in harmony with us, correct? So correct. Does that also apply to people? Like how they, their voices, how they interact, all this noise that we hear coming at us from the media, you know, people basically turn stuff on and just don't even pay attention. Does that affect us? Something negative that's coming through the TV, the radio, even though we're not really conscious of it?
Okay. You had several questions there. Don't let me forget the one about the frequencies coming from the media.
Okay.
But everybody has a different amount of frequency. So, you know, I'm short, you're tall, you're patient, I'm excitable, whatever. We have emotionalities, you and I have different health issues. And everything in your body's energy and radiates a frequency. And so everybody's different. And what heals you may not heal me. And you can go in, and it's, there's many ways to do it. I use the ways of Sherry Edwards because it's a computer program that's replicable. But you can go in and measure every frequency in your body, and it has a certain amount when healthy. So you can look at a graph and see where you're out, and then even see what frequencies are out and correlate them to say, oh, I need to eat more broccoli because I need glutathione or whatever. And it's very, very precise. So when you're around different people, you'll find that if you were to bar graph all the tones in our voice, because a healthy person has all tones, most of us don't. Said differently, we have personalities and we're very unique. So most of us are really good in, let's say, D and F and terrible in A and B. And so if I'm weak on A and B and you're good in it, we're liable to be friends without a clue as to why I find you so neat to talk to. It's because on a subtle subconscious basis, we're exchanging energy and you're completing me. I have classes on my website. You can even alter your voice and kind of tune into their body and have your voice just kind of shift. It's like I channel. So it's like doing that. You kind of just turn off control, tune into someone, and then your voice shifts. And the tone was not selected by you, but it was for the person you're talking to. So we even have like innate abilities to use our voice to complete and heal people. And the 432 issue, first of all, health is all frequencies. So we all need all frequencies. All the big fuss about 432 is relatively recent. When you look thousands and thousands of years ago, people tuned to different notes. The ancient Hindus to a C, ancient China to an F, Druids to a D. And over time, it's almost like we went through the chakra colors with the tuning. So right now, 440A kind of, how to put this? subtle energy from the earth. We talked about the negative currents from the stars. There are studies that if you play the frequencies that are created in the revolution of planets, that your plants increase 40%. Starlight is healthy. We have evolved for it. So starlight is healthy. Going outside is healthy. Circadian rhythms are healthy. Putting your feet on the ground is healthy. So you have all these like natural rhythms. And in the universe, science and NASA has detected a low B flat coming from black holes and even like a background noise. So tones have like, they fractal and they have like harmonic patterns that repeat. They're holographic. It's called harmonics. And so when you look at the harmonics of, let's say, the frequencies or tones given off by the sun or really big frequencies that in the cosmos that bathe Earth, you'll find most of them, many of them, have 432. So it's kind of like a tone. It's within the range of an A note that syncs with a lot of other harmonic patterns found in nature. I don't know. I just met a man, Julian Shelbourne, and he's tuning to the B flat of a black hole and in the cosmic radiation background. I mean, that's kind of a cool idea too. So throughout history, we've tuned to many tones, and each tone like correlates, let's say, to a chakra. So, you know, humanity is tuned on many tones, but we in the past have always picked tones that are like part of the mathematic patterns of thing in nature. And 440 is a bad hit. That's A. That's what we tune to today.
So it sounds like that dissonant tone, or I guess frequency, does that also affect your cellular response? Does that affect your mood and your emotion as well? Can you be controlled like that?
You can be controlled by frequency, absolutely. And that's why it was private information and only held to the top people in power in antiquity. It can be done with music. It can be done with sub-audible tones. Everything in your body is a frequency. That's your feelings. And everything's in octaves. The octaves is the same note, CC. So energy transfers on the same note. So like if I worry, I'm making this up because I don't know off the top of my head. Let's say it's a B flat. I worry because that's a certain cycle per second. Every time you worry, it feels the same because it is the same. And let's say the lining of my tummy is a B flat. Energy transfers on the same frequency. So if I worry a lot, I'm going to get an ulcer, not a bunion, because that's a different note. So motions and tones, can they be targeted to control people? Absolutely. Does that include cell phones? Absolutely. Or the other artificial things. And the problem with the TVs, and I forget the content, I'm talking about their signals, is that they're so strong and they're unnatural for what we've evolved to over a million years. So are they harmful? Yes. And some of the stuff in the books on my site go into how to counter them and alter them. The stuff on biogeometry and the Home of Power book also goes into how to take the earth currents, which are quite significant and overlooked, and the artificial currents. So they affect you due to their intensity. They're very unnatural. And there's patterns. Like I talked about these harmonics. So everything in your body is like a sound, and then it has a harmonic pattern. When you pluck a string on a violin, you're getting a symphony of sounds. You only hear one. But it has it plucks, and then it has this after ripples, like think like you have a grandfather clock and you pull the pendulum off to the side and it goes back forth and keeps getting less and less. Or you're on a bridge and you drop a rock in and you see all the ripples. Sound is like that. And these ripple patterns they need to match nature, because we are nature. We're not in nature. We are. And like our scales uses equal temperament. It's just a pattern of tones. It's very efficient. However, it's unlike nature. It's a big GMO. When we first started to use this scale, it was shortly followed by the Industrial Revolution when we plundered nature because we lost our connection, because we no longer resonated and shared energy with this harmonic pattern that's found in the cosmos, in our bodies, in nature. It's all over. So that's one thing. And as far as the frequency, we sometimes respond differently. Let's say the frequency of a cell phone, you can count the cycles of seconds and translate it into sound, even though you can't hear it. So let's say it would be like an F. Well, if I'm a person that has too much F, it's really going to hurt me. Whereas if you're a person who's lacking on that, because it's unnatural, it's not going to be good for you, but it will hurt you less. And the content, I think we can go back to that question you asked. The content, your feelings carry on your voice. I mean, think of your voice like a subway car. And in comes feelings, thoughts, intents, unsaid things. So if I say hello, I mean, that's very clear communication versus hello. And so when you get the positive energies, you suck it up. Like everybody loves to go and watch little girls do a ballerina dance. And nobody likes to go and watch people be punished or go to a hospital where they're sick or an elderly home where they're all depressed or something. And because we mingle with it, we pick it up, we become it. And the stronger vibration will overcome the lesser. You know, we exchange energy on all realms. Thing about music and the music on my site is that it's precise, it's accurate, and like you don't even have digestion problems. So on my site, Free Stuff, there are frequencies that build your immune system, particularly against virus, aka corona. So my friend Sherry Edwards is able to watch the coronavirus take down the immune system and list all the bio-nutrients like stuff you get from quercetin and glutathione, I think were the first two, from broccoli. But at any rate, the bio-nutrients in these vegetables, those are the things that will push off or help you get over corona. I have them all in free music, the whole list of them. There's about 11. And then the other thing she discovered by watching people, A, get vaccinated, and B, get the virus, both categories, it was the same, that afterwards your inflammation skyrockets. What does that mean? That's a precursor to almost every disease. And then there's a set of music for free called Deep Healing that has like about 11 bio-nutrients, again, from food, their frequencies, that decrease inflammation. It's very precise. It's free. It's beautiful. It's fun to listen to. It's repeatable. Wow. That's why music is so cool.
Well, on that note, let's take our second break and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Ms. Jill Mattson, and you can go to her website, jillswingsofflight.com, to look at the free music and everything she just discussed prior to the break. Now, I had a question just to think about it a different way. You just described something positive, how you can use things to reset yourself and heal. Let's talk backward. If there is the ability to use words as a weapon, for example, there are certain words that have charged, that have meaning to them, that we've put on meaning from a societal level. Even though they're not negative, if people say them and you have this mindset of it's something derogatory or negative, does that change your biology depending on how you take it in as opposed to the frequency of the word itself?
Absolutely. As I said before, your voice carries with emotions. So it's like a package deal. And not only that, but it's like resonance happens in our everyday life all over the place. So if we say hate, 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 and then really feel hate, mm-hmm. it's like hate resonates with hate, and it's a common word. And so even if I'm not feeling hate, the word has a tendency to resonate with that awful emotion. And so let's say you speak to me in just an example, hatefully. Now, if I'm full of love and compassion and forgiveness to a large degree, quantity counts, I might overcome your hate. But let's say I'm insecure or I take it personal when it wasn't personal and I suck it in and then I add to it, you know, maybe not with my words, but just kind of like with maybe even a silent feeling I'm no good. Then I've taken your hate and I've added to it. So it's really important who we are and what we feel. Nothing's hidden. And when you go to a good spot, when you love every person you're with, when you have a good thought that nobody hears, you help people. Like who you are counts, and it counts a lot. And who you are, I'm talking about how you respond to things, your feelings, your love, your compassion, your understanding, all that stuff. We can't see it, but it adds up because it resonates with other people and other thoughts. And it's like a numbers game. The biggest number becomes prevalent.
That's fascinating. So there is this power in putting energy that's positive out there, because it can definitely sounds like it can override the negative that's
absolutely
driving.
Sound is in a way is logarithmic. Think of a piano, just imagine it. So like if you start on the very deep low end, I'm going to make up numbers to illustrate this point. Let's say the lowest C is 10 cycles per second. To get an octave on the piano, you double that. So 20 cycles per second is the next octave. There's a difference of 10. But if you go off to the right on the piano, the really high pitches, let's say you've got one that's 1,500. Now you double that to get to the next octave, and you've got 3,000. So the difference between the higher octaves is 1,500 cycles per second. And in the low vibe, it was only 10. So light and love wins. Yep. It's a numbers game. So when people are good people, even if you don't see the results of that, if you could just trust and stay in a good space and with your mind, your thoughts, your actions, love and support, it matters a lot.
That's pretty awesome. And not just for humanity, but before the break, you were saying that you can actually, from your physical standpoint, heal. So
yes.
If every organ has, and I love that you said that Ms. Edwards has a way to quantitate this. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Because that, from a scientist standpoint, I love that. So if you can reproduce it and you can actually, it's not just feeling it, which is awesome, but you can actually see it. And
yes,
you know, tell me about that, because that fascinates me.
Well, there's many ways to do it, not just hers. Things are holographic. I have friends that measure your sweat. And guess what? Sweat's holographic. And so you can go into your sweat and with a computer program, break it out into like 10,000 frequencies. And pretty much frequencies line up to the periodic chart of everything, the periodic chart of elements. And so then you can also correlate what frequency's in and if it's out and even to what degree and how many pitches out, up or down. And what Sherry does that I love so much is she does it with your voice. Your voice is holographic, like everything else. And she just uses a little piece of software and she'll break it into component pitches. And then she can see what's out. Now, she'll deliver little individual sound boxes for health issues. Let's say she's really good at ones that science doesn't have an answer for, because in sound, you don't need a discovery. You just follow, you balance the numbers. on my site, I have a thing set up called a voice analysis, in which I'm using that process. And so you speak into the microphone and for a while, and then I count all your frequencies, and then I deliver you sound and music that balances all your imbalances. And it's beautiful. And I do it with a psychic report and an astrology report. And here's a really good important point. When you get music that is really good for you, you love it. Like, I used to credit myself with so much more. And as I've learned all these things, I'm much a product of the environment. And my subconscious mind is more powerful than I think. And here's the example. You play three different Moonlight Sonatas of Beethoven. I'm always low on the musical note D. And if you just play them and ask me which one I like, being a musician, I'll pick one. And being a musician and well-trained, I'll give you a whole pile of stuff. Why it's, I like the composer, I like this, I like that, I like the flute, whatever. And then if you analyze my frequencies in the song, every time I pick the D. So it's like my subconscious mind knows what I need for health, for balance, for completion, for enlightenment, and releases endorphins or something. I like the one that's good for me. And then if I fill up in D, because quantity is an issue, if I listen too much, then all of a sudden I don't like it as much. It's like a perfect system. It's so beautiful. Like a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Listen to what's beautiful. Wow. That's cool.
That's pretty neat. And it makes sense. I mean, you find a song, just you can't stop playing it, and all of a sudden you're done with it. Is mm-hmm. that the same phenomenon you're just describing?
Absolutely. That's it.
Wow.
And that's we cool. think that we're tired of it. No, your body got what it needed. Needs something else now.
So this is really the future of medicine and what it should be, because this is all about balancing inner balance from even below a cellular level, frankly, right? Because cells communicate
yes.
using frequency as well. So you're actually giving them the medium to mm-hmm. produce, to self-heal, to mm-hmm. write, to balance, instead yeah. of medications and all these other things that we do to ourselves, which, they have to take us further off track, which really just explained to me now why people can be on all these medicines and they're actually sicker.
The body likes things that copy nature.
That makes sense. So when you go out and get us, a nature bath or a sound bath,
yes.
That's really medicinal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And harmonics are really important. And my sound healing CDs, like, they do different things. One tunes organs, one tightens your muscles. One has the God gene. That one's coming out soon. It's not out. But anyway, one tunes your DNA. So each one is doing something positive for you. And when you look at sound healing, you want to look at the frequency and also rhythm patterns. Think that your breathing, your heartbeat, your pulse, and your metabolism, all these things are rhythms. So you need frequencies, you need proper rhythm patterns, you need proper combination of notes. Musically, that's called an interval. But the reason why intervals are important is because they're two frequencies, and when they combine, their waves combine, and they create patterns. So sometimes they'll clear out energy and help you release. Sometimes they'll help you gather energy. I mean, they can do all kinds of things specifically with the wave interference patterns from intervals. And then finally, there's harmonics. This that I was saying is like this after ripple of sound. And so like, just imagine your heart making up a note. Okay, it's an F. And then you do a harmonic, which is a set of 16 notes. You have this little harmonic pattern that's within every F note. And we all hear it as one, but then you look at your heart. So a ventricle's one of the harmonics, this valve's one of the, all the components of that tone are right in there. One thing I learned from Sherry Edwards is that, let's say you look at digestion, it's a chemical formula. You insert the cycles per second guess what? All the chemical formulas in your body work in sound. Isn't that fascinating? And Sherry reports that like things like your digestion, it is a harmonic cycle. So the processes in your bodies like harmonics. Now, the problem with harmonics is most of our medium digitalizes them and you get a GMO harmonic. So that's why people like sound baths, because it's live. They're getting the harmonic. That's why people like sound bowls. I have all kinds of crystal tuning forks and all kinds of tools on my site giving you that live harmonic. And then I've also got software so that I can create that vitalizing harmonic in root tones. It's hard to explain, but you create like a splatter of tones that are perfect harmonics. And then you just put it real soft in the music nobody notices, but they get that. So the sound bath thing, it's the tones, it's the massage through sound, but it's also that harmonic pattern. So there's really four different gifts from music.
Got you. So I want to go into a little bit more detail, but we need to take our last break. So let's do that and come back. You're living in the solution. Welcome back to Living the Solution. We're speaking with Miss Jill Mattson. And again, you can go to her website, jillswingsoflight.com. And one of her most recent books is Lost, The Lost Ways of Time. And you can get that and all of her other books and get her free music on her website as well. And what I wanted to talk about from us, you know, as medical standpoint, is what do you recommend that people, I know people who are ill definitely have a reason to go and try this method, to try to go to the root cause. But what about prevention? Like, you don't want to get sick in this day and age. You want to try to stay out of any doctor's office. Speaking as a physician, you want to take care of your business and help yourself as much as you possibly can. Is there something that you think people, or what you recommend that people do to try to preemptive strike or just stay healthy from an emotional, physical standpoint using the sound as a system?
I have many, many products and they all do that. With my music, I have ones that give you complete whole enlightenment, like aura, meaning all tones. When your aura lights up, you're healthy because it's radiating harmony from your body, if you will. I have it through nature tones. I have it through star tones. Studies show plants grow better with that. I get all these letters about animals healing. Then I have another set of music coming in from the ancient Greeks, and they healed through the emotional body. And they would, they'd move the golden mean, but they also would, which would create a wave cancellation to clear stuck energy in their music. The other thing that they did was that they would clear negative energy. Again, I think our subconscious mind is far more powerful than we're aware. And we have so many things that we have stuffed, like hurt at childhood, being polite, being nice to the boss or someone you don't like. And you stuff all these emotions and eventually you get numb because your body can't handle the pressure. And then you're numb to joy. You're numb to all the frequencies you need. And when you look at like a voice print or the frequencies in a body, someone has cancer, they're numb. There's no tones. So I have music from the ancient Greeks called the Healing Flower Symphonies that literally clear out. They'll locate because they resonate with the pain and then they'll like pull it right out. I have music on chakras, DNA, ancient processes, something we haven't talked about, but I have a lot of classes. Many of the ancient societies had techniques resembling, let's say, mind control or hypnosis. And they have techniques, meditation techniques, and they're really powerful and they work. So some of my CDs dovetails into that. And so I have one on the names of God from the ancient Jewish tradition. I know I'm missing some, but I'm forgetting at the moment. And then I have classes. I have classes on all the ancient methods when sound was used as medicine, little do it on the run techniques to get rid of pain, to balance your body, to clear out the negativity. I think I have 15 classes or something. And they're really kind of a whole lot of fun.
So and then I have to your website. Well, people can go to your website and actually sign up for the classes.
Mm-hmm. And then I have tools. Awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, a million different tools in different ways. And I have videos. So like if you've never used a tuning fork, well, if you check around on all the tuning fork pages, maybe there's a dozen classes for free on the sales pages telling you how to use a tuning fork to locate pain, to locate pressure points, to locate blockages, and clear it with sound. Pretty much every item has lots of videos teaching you to be a practitioner, and they're all free.
I love that. I mean, you should be your own doctor, and that means on every level. You know, we talked about from a physical standpoint, what about emotional? We are being inundated with negativity, and I've never seen so much anxiety amongst my patients, younger and younger. And some of them are on medications. It's still not working. So what about from an emotional standpoint? I assume, and I just want to put it out there, that this is also a modality that can help that as well. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, I have music for that. The Paint Your Soul, the Stardust, it's full of nature patterns. And if you spend an hour or two taking a walk in the deep woods, you'll find eventually your mind calms, your voice drops in pitch, you maybe breathe a little bit slower and talk less. It's a rhythm, it's a pitch, it's centering, it's balancing, it's connecting, it's ingesting healthy patterns. And I've got all those kind of patterns in music.
What about the crystals? It's still giving off an energy from the crystal itself, correct?
Yes. I love crystals because they feel so good. And there's many of them. So think of crystals maybe as a musical scale, all different kinds with all different frequencies. And it's like a very high frequency that's uncompromised. So with positive and negative, as we talked before, there's many more cycles per second in the higher feelings, the love, the joy, and so forth, much more potent than some of the negative ones. And so when a crystal, like in your computer, your chip in your computer sends and receives signals and stores data. So a quartz crystal is very similar, and I have a lot of quartz instruments on my site. So it receives, it holds, and it projects out. And the reason why I like the crystal over other things is because it's such a high vibe. And as I said before, it's a numbers game. You know, so if I am full of love and there's a lot of stressful people around me, if I spend time with them, they're not going to be stressful. They're going to match me. But if I've had a bad day, if I'm doubting myself, I ate a bunch of junk food, I just had an argument, and then I go around those negative people and they're just going to like blow me over and I'm going to suck it all up.
I see.
So who you are counts.
I see. I totally agree with that. And one other modality I wanted to talk to you about, and we only have about 3 minutes left, but I want to make sure we get it out there. The mandalas. You can actually visualize this sound energy. Is that what a mandala is?
Well, let me see. A mandala or a yantra, they've got different names, sacred geometry. The ancient masters, the ancient teachers taught that some of the higher dimensions, maybe dark energy, dark matter, I don't know, maybe the fifth dimension, that's the word you would use in the ancient times, that they are fields of vibrating energy, everything is, but that they would be like number patterns, like the harmonics are a number pattern. So your sacred geometry, through the angles and through whatever is making it, you're going to affect the outlying frequency. Just off the top of my head, I'm thinking of a spider's web. It's also a musical instrument. But look at the shape. And it's just made out of a teeny, teeny thread. And yet it's so strong for a fly anyway, and it's quite powerful, more powerful than a manufactured thread. And she can tell where she doesn't have eyes, but she can tell where things are because she can count the vibrations. She can feel it. So it's almost like echolocation. And now I'm forgetting where we were going here.
No worries. I just wanted to make sure people understood that, but we have about a minute and a half left, and I want to make sure people know how to reach you, how they can take your courses, read your books, and listen to your music.
JillsWingsOfLight.com.
I'm really looking forward to going on your site again because there's so much information, and I love the fact that people can learn. So this is very user-friendly. It's not intimidating at all. It just seems like it's going to change people's lives if they just think out a bit more outside the box, don't you think?
Absolutely. And as I said, we need to come back because we did know this at one time. And this is a free source of energy. It's powerful. It's accurate. It's precise. I mean, wow, it's beautiful. Can be anyway. What's not to like?
Nothing. It's about loving it. So, Ms. Madsen, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I feel like I have a lot more tools in my arsenal to turn my patients on and myself to really make myself even more whole than I hope, you know, I am now, because we can all get better, can't we?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. On that note, thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining me, and thank you, everybody, for living in the solution.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.